would you get it the other direction, let's say it's halfway between the south and east of that direction, maybe? Just in conversation, yeah. Say this is a
south wind.
Okay, and if the wind shifts slightly over in that direction, it's
easterly wind.
And in between the two, what would it be?
I don't know that. Southeast.
Okay, yes. And this direction between...
That is the direction where this tornadoes come.
Very nice.
Southwest.
All right. And then let's just keep going around.
That's west. And northwest. And northeast.
Uh-huh. All right. It's raining, but not very hard. Not a downpour.
What is shower.
It's a shower. Mm-hmm. And then something forms. There's a temperature change in the road. It makes driving very difficult. Sometimes you see a sign in the road, watch for... What is that white stuff that floats around?
Fog.
Okay. And what forms in the morning on the grass?
Dew.
All right.
Well, that's one thing that I didn't know what the dew point is. I remember how someone came in the library one day and asked that question. I had to go elsewhere to find it. The dew point. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, suppose the dew forms, but it's so cold that it's...
Frost.
What do you call that moisture on the ground then?
Well, it's frost.
Mm-hmm. You're having plenty of rain now, but suppose you had a long...
Dry spell.
That's
what they say.
And do they ever use any other terms for that, the dry spell, or...?
Suppose all summer it's dry, and you say, well, we seem...
Well, dry season.
Dry season, mm-hmm. Didn't say drought.
Yes, they say drought. And it is really an extreme...
It's long,
yes.
Extreme, mm-hmm. Dry. All right, and... I have to ask you, if the wind has been very gentle and it's picking up force, you say the wind is, it is blowing, but it's starting to, in the sense of starting. Would you say that the wind is breezing up or rising or coming up?
Rising, I would say.
Rising, okay. And if it's doing just the reverse, it's been blowing hard, but not much sort of...
The wind is abating.
Okay. And when you were young, you said it was considerably colder than it is now. What would you say in those days if you came out of the house and the air seemed to be
freezing?
Quite cold. Freezing?
Yes.
Did you ever say in those days, airish?
Well, they do use that expression a lot, yes.
And what does it mean?
Well, it's chilly.
Yeah, but it means, uh-huh. And, I'd like to come back to freeze. So I asked you about the lake froze over. Did you tell me it froze the entire way across? Well, yes, we skated on it.
Yes.
They found wood.
And we lived on a little creek. A lot of people say creek. Mm-hmm. But we said creek.
Mm-hmm.
And that many times froze. It was frozen over where we could skate on that.
Even though it's running water.
Yes. So it's much colder. It was much colder then. Yes. Well, I imagine when I was going to school in 10th, from the first grade to the 11th grade, the weather was much colder.
By the way, I'm talking to the creek. What is larger than a creek? What's the flowing water that's larger than a creek?
Branch? No, a branch is smaller than a creek.
And then what would be larger?
Well, I don't know. We had several creeks around here, branches. I mean, there's Bear Creek and Yellow Creek and all. They were much larger than the little creek that we had at my home.
How large is a...
Well...
Or Bear Creek would... Creek and the river.
Yes, it runs into the Tennessee River. The Bear Creek does. Well, so does the Yellow Creek.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, I'm interested in the way you would refer to rooms in a house when you were a child, maybe a house that you grew up in. As a matter of fact, diagram and identify different rooms that house, the house that you grew up in.
Well, let's see.
I was born in this room. This is the front door. This is a hall. Mm-hmm. This was what we called the parlor on this side.
What is your, what was the parlor used for? How was it used?
Just especially for company. Sitting room, like a sitting room.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bedroom. There's a bedroom behind that.
This hall ran all the way back to about there. It ran out like that. That was an entrance. A door out south. This hall went into the dining room. It was a big house.
Mm-hmm.
Now that dining room extended out this far because we had a big family. And this little room was, we didn't have bathrooms at that time, but it was, we just called it a closet.
I see. Mm-hmm. And that was considerably smaller than?
Well, not too much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
We had a large wardrobe in there. It was just a family room. With, and of course there was some, we put stored trunks and things like that, but it was really just a, it opened from this bedroom.
Would you explain the term wardrobe? Was that movable or was it built in?
Yes, it was a movable wardrobe.
And if it were built in?
A big double doors.
Yes, if it were built in, how would you call
closet.
It? That's a closet.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, you called the entire room a closet.
A closet.
Mm-hmm.
This is all the dining room here. And then this went into a hall back that went out south there, too. And this was a pantry. And back of that was a kitchen. There was a well, a pump out here, a well,
mm-hmm.
with a pitcher pump in it.
Mm-hmm.
But this had a second story now.
Let's turn it over in.
And the second story was just over that. I mean, this.
Okay, let's go to the second story.
You've seen that, but. A room over that parlor. And of course the stairway was right here.